Hey, ever wondered how you can study abroad on a budget through an agency with visa application for free? I've got news for you. Sable International, S-A-B-L-E, Sable International has access to over 300 institutions in Canada, UK, Ireland, Spain, France, Switzerland, and a lot of countries. And they offer free applications and free visa processing services. Reach out to Sable International today to make inquiries and start your application for free. You can call them on this number, 0818-580-4002, or visit their website, www.sableinternational.com. Sable, that is S-A-B-L-E, Sable International. Thank me later. Let's help. Right into today's episode. Hello, guys. It's me, Shafi. Welcome to Unzipped Stories. I'm so excited because guess what? I met one of my role models today. Yep, you heard it right. Anyway, that's what this week's episode is all about.
Let's talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.
This week's episode is dedicated to one of my role models, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Oh my God. If you are a Nigerian or if you're like a young person, you would know that she's someone to look out for, from how her career progressed, how she became a minister in Nigeria, and how she became the president of World Trade Organization, even when she had so much opposition. She played her cards well, and look at it. Like, I am super, 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 super inspired by her life and her career progression. This brings us to this week's episode. I am dedicating this week to everyone living a dream. We hear this, we hear a lot of our motivational speakers speak about following your dreams, becoming your dreams, living your dreams, and all of that. I like Okonjo-Iweala for several reasons. First of all, the first lesson I personally learned from the life of Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is how she's able to balance a married life and a career life. Her children, her husband, and her career. Sometimes in my head, I feel like it's one of the most difficult things to do, especially within our generation, because there's so much pressure, there's so much expectations, there's so much misconceptions about marriage, what not and what to do and what not to do, to be or to be not. And so looking at her, she's on my muse board because I tell myself every single day when I look at her, that she is an epitome that you can be married, have a career, and still be successful. That is one of the reasons why she's my role model. This is, of course, apart from the fact that the obvious facts, actually, of her career progression, which I had earlier mentioned. To be honest, I made her a promise, and so help me God, I hope I'm able to meet up with that promise. Anyway, guys, let me just tell you about how our conversation started. So I was about to leave the office when they told me that Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is coming to see the president. So I said to myself, nope, you are not going for the next appointment that you have. She's here. You have to wait for her. I remember when she was vying for the position of WTO. And I tried to, it's like I was targeting and hoping that I would meet her. But it seems like every time I had something else to do, that was the day she would appear. But then that's like 2 years ago. And I said to myself that, don't worry, baby girl. A day and a time will come when you will meet her. And when you meet her, seize the opportunity. which is what I did today. So I saw her and then I waited. When they told me she was in the building, I sat and I waited. And then when she came, had her briefing, and when she was done, I literally I stood out and I walked up to her and I said to her, "Madam, I have you on the screen of my phone. I see you every day of my life because I want to be like you." And then she turned and she looked at me and I was showing her, like, the pictures on my social media page, you can find it. And I could see her eyes literally wide open, popped out, and she looked at me and said, "Oh my God, that's such a pleasure. Thank you." And I said to her, "I have one more thing. My name is Dorcas Bellew. Get this name stuck in your brain because you'll be proud of me." And literally, I don't know why I made that promise, but then I did, guys. I promised her that she will be proud of me. And I hope to live by the promises. I hope to eventually get married someday and stay with my husband and my children and still have a career that is successful. I also hope that I can trust the process of growth, career growth, and I'm able to grow from one step to the other until I become a minister and maybe, okay, I don't know if I'm blabbing, but to be honest, to be able to represent my country, that's on one side, and to be able to impact in my knowledge, my experience to my country is another thing. I am a proud Nigerian and I believe that things can work for Nigeria and not just Nigeria. I see Africans and I know we're doing our best and I know that we would get there. I'm a strong believer of processes and time. So I tell myself, just give it time, give it process. It's a process, right? Give it time, right? So when I look back and I look at some of the things that we complain about Africa, about Nigeria, I tell myself, one, it is good that we are complaining because we are acknowledging that there is something wrong with it. Now the next question is, how do we fix it? I've seen like a wave of a lot of Nigerians, a lot of Africans trying to solve problems. That's how it begins. So I am a strong believer of Africa. I am a strong believer of Nigeria. And I know that we will get it right in time. So time and process will happen too. Nigerian growth and African growth. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. And remember, keep dreaming. It is my mantra. There is legit. When I say legit, I mean there is literally nothing that I have ever conceived in my mind that I have not received. If I haven't received anything yet, it's because I haven't conceived it properly in my mind. Well, there are several things actually that I haven't received. But when I look at where I am today and the future, that's the things that I have preconceived in my mind, I tell myself, you are going through the process. So guys, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on the process. Keep working hard. I'll see you again next time. It is bye.
This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bellew.